discuss today the laws of Chal. This week is Parshas Shelach. In Parshas Shelach, we are introduced to the mitzvah of Hafroshas Chala. Okay, was anyone ever zoicha to Hafroshas Chala? Is there any man in this room that was zoicha to make the bracha Asher Kiddushan b'mitzvah v'tzivanu l'hafrish Chala? By the way, what's the bracha? Did you ever make the bracha? Yes, l'hafrish Chala? You did?
Good for you. But a matzah. I went to bake matzahs.
So you made the bracha?
Yes.
Very good. Now what bracha do you make? This machlokes what the girsa is. Is it l'hafrish Chala, period? Or is it l'hafrish Chala min ho'isa? There are two nuschais.
No, you gave me the paper and I did.
Okay, so Rabbi said, generally, men do not do this mitzvah. This mitzvah is done by Noshim. Rabbi said, please, let me try to say my piece. Rabbi said, generally, Noshim, the one that have jurisdiction over the mitzvah of challah, are Noshim. Just like Noshim are the ones who light candles, it's their mitzvah. Noshim, and Noshim have jurisdiction of the laws of Nida. Okay? They're the ones who are Nida, it's not the men. So they also have a mitzvah of Hafrosh Aschal. The truth is, there is a machloikis, Rishonim, it could be a Tzachroinim. Is the mitzvah of Hafrosh Aschal really their mitzvah? Or do we view the mitzvah of Hafrosh Aschal as being agents from their husband? In other words, who's paying for the dough? Okay, who's paying for the dough? Who's the one? Whose mitzvah is it? Really, their mitzvah, or is it really their husband's mitzvah? And they serve as an agent. They can be a nafkamina, which will come to maybe a little later on. Halacha l'mayis, I think most of the farshim are under the understanding is that it's their mitzvah. It belongs to the woman. It's a woman's mitzvah. It was given specifically to them. Primarily, the Medrash says it was given to them as a tikkun for the chait of the Eitz Hadas. In Medrash, man is called the Chalosoi Shel Oilam. Hashem made man, Hashem the earth was one big dough. Hashem made the world has earth and water. There is earth and water, and Hashem, he selected from the earth matter, water and earth, and from that he formed man, he created man. Chava came along and destroyed that product by giving man to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and that caused this product of Hashem's challah to be destroyed, to be burnt. Therefore, challah for the rest of her existence, Chava, and all of her descendants for the rest of their existence have to be misakin the chait of destroying Hashem's challah, the chalosei shel olam, by engaging in the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. Okay, so this is why it's their mitzvah. We list, the mission says that noshim al sholosh averos, noshim meisos b'shas leidasan, al she'einan zihiros b'nida b'chala uvehadlokas haner. So we see these three mitzvahs go together. Most of the commentators are understanding that it's their mitzvah. Man has no right to interfere. The man says to his wife, to this Shabbos, I am going to do the hafrasha. I'm going to make the bracha. I never, my entire life, everyone over here, except for you, you're the only one here in this room that made the bracha. I never, my entire life, made the bracha of hafrasha schala. So you'd say to your wife, this week you're on vacation, I am going to do the mitzvah, and you can sit back, you're not going to do this week. So the wife can say to the husband, too bad for you, it's not your mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. Tough. It's not your mitzvah, because it's her mitzvah. Okay, now let's go to the next topic. The topic is, why is there a minug, there is a minug Yisrael, for women to bake chalos in honor of Shabbos? Does anyone here, did the wife do that? Anyone here, the wife make chalos for Shabbos? No, no one here? Anyone here? No, your wife makes chalos for Shabbos? Anyone else? There's no one here whose wife, what?
She used to.
Anyone here whose wife makes chalos for Shabbos? Very interesting, okay. The advantage of a woman doing this is she has an opportunity to be mafresh challah. That's not so simple, because in order to be chayv in the big bracha, you have to have 43 and a fifth of an egg of dough. That comes out to approximately 5.5 pounds of dough. That's a lot. That's a lot of dough. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of dough. That's quite a bit of dough, and 5.5 pounds is it's a nice amount in order to make a bracha. Now, people should be aware that if you don't have five, if you have 2.5 pounds, then you can be mafresh challah without a bracha. Okay, this is machlokes what the shear is, halacha l'maisa. If you have 2.5 pounds of dough, you can be mafresh challah, you get credit for the mitzvah, but you do not make a bracha. If you have 5.5 pounds, then you mafresh and you make a bracha. Now, this is a shocking. Now, the minhag is a minhag that noshim are makbid to make Shabbos challahs in order to have an opportunity to become the mitzvah for challah. Here's the question. Why do they do this? What's the reason why they do this? So you're going to be shocked to learn. The Magen Avraham says the only reason why it was a minhag Yisrael Yilid, it used to be, I don't know, today you tell me that people don't do this, you have to go see the bakeries. They seem to be do a pretty good business in selling challahs, which seems to indicate that women are not making challahs. But why would women do this? So the Magen Avraham says it's because on Shabbos you should be makbid to eat pas Yisrael. Now we live in a very, very firm world. Baruch Hashem. Chasdei Hashem. Achshuri Dara, and today, come on, everyone eats Pas Yisrael the whole year round. It's very, very easy. It used to be a little bit harder years ago. People were more tempted to buy Entenmann's and to buy Stella Dora and all these other type of brands. But today, the stuff you buy, the Jewish brands are just as good, if not better. And today, people don't have much of an assignment of eating anything other than Pas Yisrael. It's Pas Palter. And it's Pas Akum. Pas Akum, you're not supposed to eat at all. Okay, privately baked bread is awesome. It's an gzeir. You may come to lead to intermarriage. The solution to have the non-kosher bread is Pas Palter, made in a factory, commercial bread. And it was very common. People still do it. You know, you can go buy Pas Palter. They sell it in Pomegranate, I'm sure. All the different brands, baked, all these exotic brands. People like it. It's fine. It's Pas Palter, it's mutter. And then there is Pas Yisrael. So the Magen Avraham says something shocking. He says that in ancient his time, people did not have an opportunity the whole week to eat Pas Yisrael. They relied upon Pas Palter. At least Shabbos Kodesh, you should be nizer to have Pas Yisrael. So the minhag to bake challahs for Shabbos came about as a hiddur in eating Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. The Elia Rabba takes issue with the Magen Avraham. He writes, I don't understand what you're talking about. The only time you have to be in Israel and having Pas Yisrael is during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Nowhere does it say you have to be in Israel if you're not going to have Pas Yisrael. If you only be in Israel, it's only for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Where does he get this? That for Shabbos, you have to be more in Israel and Pas Yisrael versus Pas Palter. It's either all or nothing. So therefore, he says that's not the time. The reason why Noshim bake Chalas Erev Shabbos is for one reason only, covered Shabbos. In order to mechabe the Shabbos, you bake fresh bread. You want to give chavivus to Shabbos like a Mishnah. You bake your own bread, covered Shabbos, you bake bread. The third time we mention is because Chava, she is responsible for the death of man. Adam is called the chalosoi shel olam. Chava is responsible for his death. And therefore, in order to rectify her sin, she took it upon herself and her descendants that they be mafresh challah and they make a bracha, and that reminds them that they caused their husbands to die, they caused husbands to sin, and this will be a rectification. I guess also it's a reminder to be nice to their husbands. Don't make too many demands of their husbands, and mesake in the chet. Now what, so we basically have presented, how do you know? Maybe a lot worse if it wasn't like that. You don't know what it would be. Could always be worse. Right, Mayor? Could always be worse.
You pick the winner.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
You pick the winner.
Try it 1 week. Prevent your wife from making challah and see how the week goes. So now, we have basically presented three reasons. Wait, get to that meeting 1 second. Three reasons, alumnus, three reasons for the mafresh challah. Number one, Pas Yisrael. Number two, Kvod Shabbos. Number three, Mesakin the Chet of Chava. What are the nafkaminas? Nafkamina number one is, let's say, can I only bake challahs once a month? 5.5 pounds of dough is a lot. Flour is a lot. 5.5 pounds of flour, not dough, flour is a lot. So you know what, let me go and bake once a month, and I'll freeze it for the entire month. If you learn the Talmud, Pas Yisrael, then yes, you're having Pas Yisrael every Shabbos, Gesund Heit. So what difference does it make? Do it once a year, Gesund Heit. If it's because of Kvod Shabbos, no. Kvod Shabbos demands every Shabbos you do it fresh. Every Shabbos you have to renew yourself and be mechabe the Shabbos. Making it once a month is not enough. If it's the Mesakin, the chait of Chava, not only do you have to go do it every once a week, every Friday, because it's when did Chava destroy the Chalos Shel Olam? Erev Shabbos. Adam and Chava were created Erev Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos when she gave the Eitz Hadas. In other words, what about baking Chalos Thursday, Wednesday, Sunday? So if it's Mishum Kvod Shabbos, L'chatchila Erev Shabbos. B'dieved, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday is already the Zman. L'chul Nirana L'Hashem Nirid L'tzu Yishenu. The Yom, we begin Shabbos on Wednesday. B'dieved, Sunday also is good. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. But if it's Mishum Chalosoy Shel Olam, the anniversary of Chalosoy Shel Olam is B'dafka on Friday. So you have very loud nafkaminas. Pass Yisrael, do it once a year. Oh, another nafkamina. Go to the store. Can I buy Pass Yisrael in the store? If it's because of the Magen Avraham, I don't have to do it. The goal is Pass Yisrael. I'll go to the store. I'll go buy Pass Yisrael. If it's Mishum Kavod Shabbos, it's somewhere in between. I'm not mamish baking it. I'm buying special breads in the store. Okay, that's Kvod Shabbos, but it's not the same Kvod Shabbos as making yourself. But as far as being misaking the chait of Chava, you have to make a bracha. To make the bracha, you have to go do it mamish yourself. Yeah.
The same thing if a man. If you want to make misaking, it has to be a woman should be a baker.
Okay, so Enochanami, that would be interesting nafkamina as well. That is a very good point. Okay, so this is some of the lumnus. Okay, next chiddush, next yisoid, next seven chala. How many mitzvahs are there in being mafresh chala? It's machloikis between Rambam and Ramban. Are there two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? What would be the two mitzvahs? Hafroshas chala and the giving of the chala to the kohen. Now, bezman hazeh it's not nogea because we don't give the chala to the kohen because the kohanim were all tameim. So anyway, they can't eat it. We don't even have koyanim muhzakim, miyuchasim. That's not so simple to say that. That's not really such a thing, nice thing to say. But koyanim cannot, may not, because koyanim are tameim and the chal is tamei. So anyway, you cannot give it to the koyanim. But still, the shayla is: are there two mitzvahs? Is a mitzvah hafrosha? That's the whole mitzvah. Once you mafresh, no mele gives it. Was it same mitzvah? So you mafresh and you give it to the Koyhein. Now, Shail is if you give it to the Koyhein, then you should make two brachas. We don't find anywhere that you would make two brachas. You only make a bracha on lahafrish, asher kiddushan b'mitzvahisvanu, al hafrashas chala. You know, so why don't you make a bracha according to the Ramban who says there are two mitzvahs of giving it? So that's not really not a kasha because number one is Koyhanim mishulchon gavoya kozachu. So you're not really giving it to them. It's really anyway, it's Hashem. Number two is you never have a mitzvah when you give it to someone else. When you give tzedakah, there's no mitzvah. When you give something to someone, you don't make a bracha. When you give a matanot, you don't make a bracha because who says the kohen is going to want to accept it? Maybe you won't for whatever reason want to accept it. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. Okay. Now, next idea to be aware of is that there's a very big nafin between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Liaretz. Hafrosh haschala in Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh is still only midrabanan. Why? Because now I don't know how this works. But you require the majority, essentially the majority of Klal Yisrael must be resting in Eretz, must be living in Eretz Yisrael in order for there to be a mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah mid-Oraisa. Now, until recent time, it was never an issue because there was a certainty that the majority of Jews were not living in Eretz Yisrael, so HaFrosh Hashanah was certainly the Rabbanan. Today, that's a very big question. We don't really know how many Jews there are all over the world, how we calculate the Jews, religious Jews, not religious Jews, how they are today, over 8 million, that the new census came out, 8 million Jews already. They're close to 8 million Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, Kain Yerbu. 7 million, 8 million, I'm not sure if it includes parts of the Arabs, I'm not exactly sure. 7 million? 7 million Jews. How many Jews are there throughout the world? 15 million, 14 million. So it's almost half? Is it really here? Do we calculate it with Jews who are not religious? Is that part of the equation? Yes, no, all these big questions. Even if we have the majority, can you reestablish the Mesorah? If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, does it even make a difference? Does it make a difference if the majority is living there? I don't know. These are all very good questions, but they are becoming good questions because now the scale is tipping. And certainly within the next decade, the next two decades for sure, there's going to be no question that the majority of the Jewish people will be living in Eretz Yisrael, and then it's going to be a real shayla of HaFrosh HaShchala may indeed be a mitzvah de'oraisa. Now, what about in Chutz Liaretz? It's only midrabanan, no matter what. No matter what, in any situation, HaFrosh HaShchala in Chutz Liaretz is only midrabanan. I'll show you, there'll be a very big nafkamina halacha l'maisa in a few moments. Okay, next, Next issue. Now, this is something which I don't know the answer to. Anyone here in the business, the baking business, should tell me what they do. In order to be chayav in afreshes challah, you have to use certain types of liquids. You have to use either water, or eretz zavas chola v'dvash, milk. Milk is a good liquid to be chayav in afreshes challah, or honey, bee honey, not date honey, bee honey, dvash devarim, or yayin, wine, and that's it. That's that, what? No, that's exactly the problem. Fruit juice is if you make a batter of dough, and the batter of dough you use apple juice, or I don't know, any fruit juice to make a nice batter of dough, you like Mizonos bread. That's a shaila itself. Is there something called Mizonos rolls? Rabelski was a mamish eishli, mamish yehorig val yavar, that there's something called Mizonos bagels. He holds there's no such thing as Mizonos rolls. So everything is hamotzi. Other places can disagree. There is something called Mizonos rolls. But let's say, so forget about that. What bracha you make on it? If you make a batter of dough, and the batter of dough is made from exclusively fruit juices, you got a big problem. Here's the problem. The problem is, are you mafer shchala? Are you mafer shchala? So most places can say no, you're not mafer shchala. Other places can say no, you do have fresh shchala, you just don't make a bracha. If you have 5.5 pounds of flour and you have apple juice and you make a batter, so it's machlekes apoyes, machlekes rishonim, are you chayiv in fresh shchala? Here's the problem. I'll be machner. I'm going to be mafer shchala. I won't make a bracha. What do you do with the challah? What do you do with it now? What do I do now with this, with the challah that I was mafresh? Can I give it to a kohen? No. Why not? Because if this indeed has kedushas challah, kohen can't eat it because the kohen is tamei. The kohen that you're going to give it to is either he's not a kohen or he's a kohen and he's tamei to masmei, so he can't eat it. So should I burn it?
Yeah.
I can't burn it.
Why?
The only time you burn challah is if the challah is tamei. Is the challah tamei? How does challah become tamei? It has to be challah. It has to have mayim. The challah does not become tamei unless there's no water. If there is no water, use fruit juices. If you make fruit juices, if you make, I just said apple juice. So I said apple juice. What? That's not water. Real apple juice. I'm not talking about concentrate. Real apple juice. No concentrate. Real apple juice. So is for this. It may not be. It may be challah, but the fact now, I don't know the lumness. I'm getting a little bit confused because it's as far as hechsher, you don't need any of the, it's right. It's not right. It's not hechsher. It's not hechsher lekabel tumah. There are only seven liquids which are machshir a food to become tamei. So the flour, the dough, it's dry. The dough is dry. You want to say that it was processed, it was washed. It seems like that's not sufficient. The flour is dry. The flour when we enter the flour, it's dry. It's not hukshur lekabel tuma. The way you machshir lekabel tuma is you have one of the seven liquids, yam shach adam. Okay, one of the seven liquids. Fruit juice, apple juice, is not one of the seven liquids which causes the challah to become tamei. So you're stuck in the middle in a no-win situation. If you're going to be mafresh challah to give it to a kohen, I make a dough. 15 pounds, I have 5.5 pounds of flour. I add apple juice, natural apple juice. Now we have over here dough. What do I do? Am I chayav in hafresh challah? It's machlokes apoiskim. It's not water. It's not milk. It's not bee honey. It's not wine. What do I do now? Well, some say it doesn't make a difference. A dough is a dough. Reishis arisoy seichem. It's a dough. You have to be mafresh challah. Okay, I'm mafresh challah. What do I do with it now? Who do I give the dough to? To a kohen? He can't eat it because he's tamei. So I'll burn it. I can't burn it. Because maybe if this is really called challah, it's tahar. If it's tahar, you're not allowed to burn challah that's tahar. It's also, you even mitzvah say, to burn kachin that's tahar. So what do you do with it? Throw it in the garbage? It's bezayon. So you're in a very, very difficult situation. So I don't know what they do. I really don't know. So what you can see, in a little bit of water. A little bit of water writing I saw in the Sefer writing. So everything I'm telling you, by the way, is coming from the Sefer. Simcha Bunim Kohn, the sefer he published by Art School called The Aura of Shabbos. He has a chapter on the laws of Hafrosh Haschala, and I'm going to tell you everything from the footnotes, all the good stuff is from the footnotes. And so it's basically you're in a no-win situation to add water. The water is bottled. If the majority is fruit juices, then the water is bottled. So there's no, it's like as if there's no water. If the majority is water, it's water. What? No, he's saying it's no good because the drop of water is bottled. It's bottled in the fruit juices. It's bottled. What's making this into a dough is not water. It's fruit juice. So it's not. No, it seems not. It's not. It doesn't count. It's still bottled. It doesn't make a difference. It's bottled. It's bothered. Whatever you have to know, you have to discuss all the various situations. So my question is, I'm just confused. If you go on a plane, you go on El Al, and they serve you mizonos ros, very good. It's machlekes apoysim what bracha do you make on it? Kashayel is how are they mafresh challah from this dough? It's tevel, man of shach. What do they do? You have in front of you a mizonos roll. What's going on over here? You know, if you don't, you're not mafresh challah. You're not allowed to eat. What? Maybe they do. Maybe, but that's very far. It's very hard to believe that to make when they mass produce mizonos rolls for barisim and all they make. It's not all that much flour. 5.5 pounds. I don't know. So I do not know what they do because Man of Shach, if they're serving you a mizonos roll, you have to ask the question: am I even allowed to eat this? Were they mafresh challah? Mafresh challah? No, they were not mafresh challah. It's fruit juices. But wait a minute, there are shittas in the Rishon that hold that it's called in dough. And you mechuyif to be mafresh challah. You're eating tevel. Eating tevel is the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. It's worse than eating treif. Okay, it's worse than eating non kosher. What would you rather eat? Non kosher meat or eat truma? Better eat non kosher meat. Non kosher meat is a loisase. Loisase, so it's malchus. Eating truma tahara, bazar, exerting truma tahara, tevel is zechiv misav de shemayim. You don't want misav de shemayim. So were they mafresh challah? No, fruit juice, we're not mafresh challah. Oh, we were mafresh challah. So what did you do with the challah? What did you do? You gave it to a kohen? Obviously not. You burnt it. You're not allowed to. You threw it in the garbage. It's a bazoyan. There must be a solution. And the Chachamim said they make very small batches, less than 2.5 pounds. Because even 2.5 pounds, you have to be mafresh without a bracha. So I don't know what they do. It's very interesting. What exactly do they do to solve this problem? I know pizza also. Someone told me pizza. How do they make pizza? They eat a lot of milk. Milk is good. Milk is a lot. Is milk and water. When they make a dough, they make pizza dough. Yeah, go ask them in the pizza shops. A lot of pizza shops. Yes, yeah, so, yeah, some of them. Yeah, it's very common. It's very common. They have milk in the dough. They serve when they make the pizza. You have to ask the pizza shop their formula. How much water? But water is fine. Okay, water and they're both good. Both liquids are good liquids to be mafresh the challah. Okay, this is very interesting. Let's go jump to another interesting thing. How are you mafresh challah? First of all, there's a minhag that before you mafresh challah to give tzedakah. Why? I'm not exactly sure, but it's an Eis Ratzon. Before you give mafresh challah, you give tzedakah. Like Nashim, before they light candles, they give tzedakah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next thing is to wash your hands, Netilas Yudayim. You don't make brachta tzedayim, but there's a minhag before you mafresh challah to go to the sink and to wash as if you're washing Netilas Yudayim. You're doing a mitzvah, chashur mitzvah, you're making tzedayim. Next thing is, you have to stand. It's a mitzvah, it's like a birchas ha-mitzvahs, and birchas ha-mitzvah, you put on tefillin, you stand. At least you put on the shalosh, you're supposed to stand when you make the bracha. The next thing you need to know is, the machlokes, Rishon, when do you make the bracha? There are different minhagim. I think the more common minhag is you first mafresh the challah, you make the bracha, and then you say, harei zo challah. Okay, so I think the more common minhag is you stand there in front of the dough. You have there 5.5 pounds of dough. You have dough which came from flour that was 5.5 pounds, and you make the brach baruch atah shemkinim melachol masherik kedushon b'mitzvot sivanu al hafrosh haschala lahafrosh chala. Some say lahafrosh chala min hu isa machloikis, what the girsa is, and then you separate the chal. How much you separate lechatchila a kezayis? Kezayis is the size 1 ounce. Okay, the size of dough
so
that fits in.
From the matzah itself that was baked?
No, that's a matzah. Wait. Let's talk about dough.
Okay.
L'chatchila, you're supposed to be mafresh from dough, not from the finished product, from dough. So matzah baking factory, you can't do it, obviously, because the clock is ticking. Right. Time, I don't know why they can't do it. I don't know what the problem is. Is it just because of time is money, because they're losing money, because they can make more matzah? So that's an excuse not to be mafresh challah? That's not an excuse. I don't understand something. Let's take a step back. A matzah baking factory, how do you mafresh challah in the matzah baking factory? After you finish. You finish making all the matzahs.
The reason is because if you are mafresh,
yeah,
and you put it aside, it becomes chametz.
Chametz, that's what I was saying.
So have a special place where it becomes chametz. Gesund to hate. They can solve that problem very easily.
Put it in the oven. Just what? Put it in the oven. Bake it.
So fine, bake it. Let it burn.
No, if you bake it, then the, what do you call it? The flavor.
The flavor, you're right. That's a problem. It's treif. Challah is treif. Be very careful not to bake it with other things because the flavor is treif. Oh, yeah. But believe me, they can find an easy solution. If they can put a man on the moon, they can find the solution to this problem. So why don't they do it? Why don't you do it? The reason why you don't do it is because money. Time is money. Because the clock is ticking. Every 18 minutes, you have to stop and clean all the kalim, settle over again, and time is money. It already costs almost $30 a pound, matzah. So you want to go and now stop the clock and have someone there, l'shem yichud, k'shem yichud, and go. It'll take 5 minutes.
By every batch.
And you'll go and you'll reduce the matzah. It'll be $60 a batch. $60, that's what it costs. So, why is that a problem? Easy, right? Why is that a problem? What? Why is that a problem? Why? I mean, it's interesting. You never heard of the chumrah. We were nizer to be mafresh challah kehalacha lechatchila b'shas challah, not b'diavad. After you finish baking all the matzahs, and then they put all the matzahs in one big tray, and they take a shmata to cover it, so they should be all together. Nothing should be outside, and then you do hafresh challah, and you take one matzah. That's a bit of it. L'chaira, you should do it when it's dough, but you've never heard of someone doing it when it's dough. Why? Obviously, time is money. Obviously, that's why.
Also, because how are you going to burn it?
I told you, if you can put a man on the moon, they'll find the solution how to burn the hafrosh haschal in the matzah baking factory, not to be a problem with the tarubis of chametz. Believe me, they can find the solution. Okay, we're running out of time. So he's supposed to mafresh the challah. How much a kezayis is 1 ounce. That's the amount of dough you can fit into a schnapps cup. B'diavad, even a mashu is enough. You make the bracha, you mafresh the challah, and then you're not finished yet. Because there's no such thing as making a bracha and doing nothing. After you make a bracha, you always got to do something. But if I was already mafresh the challah, as I thought, you mafresh the challah, for some mafresh the challah first. They pull the challah out. They first take the dough, they pull the challah out. Then they make the bracha. What do I do now? I already did it. Now you say hare zo chala or zu. You should say zo. Smoker say zo. Hare zo zo chala. Hare zo chala. Whatever. Hare zo chala. He's supposed to say. So that's what he's supposed to do. Others make the bracha first. And then, I think that's not common. I think it's more common, I think if I'm not mistaken, to take the challah out first, to make the bracha, and then to say, Hare zo challah. Some do it first, they make the bracha, and then they pull it out. What do you do with the challah? You wrap it up in aluminum foil, and you burn it. You burn it because there's nothing else to do with it. Now, you got to be very careful. The challah is treif. It has the status of being, it's not treif, but it's a davar shel iser. You're not allowed to eat it. It's kodesh. And if its flavor or a particle gets mixed into another food, you got a problem. Bittul is now going to be judged 1 against 100. Challah has a much higher standard for bittul of truma, not one. Well, if it's minute, if it's really bin b'shein minay, it's really, really, if it falls into meat or anything, really, it's batul b'roif. Truma is batul b'roif. Falls into other bread, let's say you put it, when it gets mixed, the flavor gets mixed in your batch of dough, then the sheer bittul is 1 against 100, which is a very high number, which is not, so you have to wrap it in aluminum foil, you have to burn it. You just burn it immediately, don't delay. You burn it, where do you burn it? You burn on the grate, or you burn in the oven itself, but it should be completely wrapped up very, very well in the aluminum foil where nothing, where there is no contact between the dough and the grate or the oven or any odor or any steam that comes out from it, because it is considered to be a davar shel iser. Now, if you can't burn it right away, so b'diyev you can burn it later on. If you can't even burn it all together, so b'diyev you can throw it in the garbage. B'diyev you can even throw it in the garbage. That's okay. Now, what happens if you forget to be mafresh challah? What makes challahs for Shabbos? Very common shaila is challahs for Shabbos. She forgot to be mafresh challah. What are you going to do now? What? So if it's after she lit candles, before Shkia Sachama, then she should have someone else. You're not allowed to be mafresh challah on Shabbos because it's being masakin. But if she lit candles and she can ask someone who did not yet light candles or one of her children or husband now before sunset to be mafresh challah to make the bracha and to separate a piece of bread, take a small challah or to take a chunk, and that's okay. If it's already after shkia. After Shkia, so then what you do is leave over. You can eat. You can eat to your heart's desire on Shabbos, and you leave something over. And whenever you leave over l'mafreya, that is going to be called the challah. What happens if your challah gets mixed in the dough, gets mixed into the batter? You mafresh challah, and you get a phone call. And then you come back inside and you realize that the challah you mafresh fell back into the batter. You got a big problem now. And if you have 100 times, if it's 100 times more batter, then more dough than the challah, it's batel b'raif. Let's say it's less than 100. So what do? So then you have to go to get three people, call up three of your neighbors, and they have to be matan eder she'ela, just like you matan eder. You have to say they have to say mutalach, and then you do it all over again. But the second time around, you don't. The second time around, you don't make a bracha. Okay, I just don't think there was anything else I want to tell you. Chazal say that the challah, the reason why Hashem gave us challah is because it's a mitzvah which the average man can do. In other words, all the laws of Maaser Truma, Maaser Risha, Maaser Sheni are really applied to the farmer. Not everyone is a farmer. Does anyone here do farming? Anyone have a farm where you go out and you plow the land, you have mafresh, you have peah, shuma, maisa, rishma, sheni? That's for only unique individuals who have karaka. Challah, every single person can do challah. You bring the dough, you bring the flour into your home, you bake, everyone bakes bread, anyway, but it's more of a chant. It was a mitzvah, because Rav gave so that the average man can do something to the grain that he eats, have a chelik in doing a mitzvah, should be a chefshal mitzvah. It says in the pasuk in Yechezkel, we didn't learn this yet, is, when you mafresh challah v'reish, harish ha'sechem, titnu l'koyen, lehoniach, birocha, el beisecha. That's probably one of the main reasons why people are so obsessed with challah. If you want to bring a baracha, el beisecha, a blessing into your home, what more can you possibly do than see what it says in the Torah, yimafresh challah, and the pasuk Yechezkel supplements this by saying you're going to bring a bracha into your home. In Eretz Yisrael, the laws of challah are much more chamor, because since in Eretz Yisrael, challah borders on a mitzvah d'oraisa. So when you have sveika, it's a different shayla, I don't remember the details, but in Eretz Yisrael, there are certain situations where the kashrus agencies, generally, whatever the standards of challah are in America, they are every kashrus is a very big problem. Every pizza shop, who is being mafresh challah? Okay, a lot of times the pizza shops are run by Italians, run by goyim. You have a Jewish pizza shop. Who's making the pizza? Goyim. Who's making the dough? So you see, they have containers of ready-made dough. If you ever notice, they have on the side these canisters of dough, that was made by the mashkiach, he's mafresh challah, but sometimes you run out. Who's doing all these things? You have to have a mashkiach to make sure that the challah is being cooked. You don't want to go serve people in this pizza store. The ovens can be on from today until tomorrow. But the ovens are on, so there's no bishlakum, and all the ingredients are kosher, so what could go wrong? You know what could go wrong? There was no hafresh challah. That's a pretty serious thing. People are eating tevel. People are eating chiz mitzvah deshamayim. You need a mashkiach in the pizza store a lot more than you need a mashkiach in a restaurant. Because in the restaurant, they're not baking dough, they're serving meat. The meat's in the freezer, the ovens are on, so what can go wrong? All the kelim are kosher.
What about the Sfardi?
What?
The Sfardi needs a mishgiach.
What do you mean by Sfardi? What do you mean?
Because the Sfardi has... we have a cooler from the Rosh.
Yeah.
Anybody
light? Oh, okay. All right, fine. But okay, fine. But you have to actually light the fires up. But generally... In a restaurant, what can go wrong already? I mean, aha, we know what can go wrong. That's a joke. But in a bakery, and in a pizza shop, you're dealing with a very big shaila, a major, major issue of hafreshes challah. It's no joke. And the standard of hashgacha has to be even higher to some degree than in some of these restaurants. It's not something simple. In Eretz Yisrael, it's even worse, because in Eretz Yisrael, it borders on a mitzvah deraisa. And chutz li'aretz, the challah is even in the best of times, only mid-rabbanan. So there's kulis. But in Eretz Yisrael, where in the best of times it's daraisa, the chumis of challah are more chumra, therefore they're more chumra than Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
The OU has a standard that in every place where there is baking, they buy a box of matzahs.
Yeah. It's always be.
It's always there.
Just in case.
In case they didn't take challah.
That should be the challah, but yeah, that's the bidiyah, but it works. That's all right, we'll stop over here.
Amen.